Random House Audio presents The Lincoln Myth by Steve Barry. Read for you by Scott Brick. Any people anywhere, being inclined and having the power, have the right to rise up and shake off the existing government and form a new one that suits them better. This is a most valuable, a most sacred right, a right which we hope and believe is to liberate the world. Nor is this right confined to cases in which the whole people of an existing government may choose to exercise it. Any portion of such people that can may revolutionize and make their own of so much of the territory as they inhabit. Abraham Lincoln, January 12, 1848. Prologue. Washington, D.C., September 10th. 1861. Abraham Lincoln kept his temper under control, but the woman standing across from him was taxing his patience. "The general did only what all decent people believe to be right," she said. Jessie Benton Fremont was the wife of General John Fremont, United States Army, the man in charge of all Union military affairs west of the Mississippi River. A Mexican war hero and renowned explorer, Fremont had received his latest command appointment in May. Then, a month ago, with the Civil War raging in the South, he unilaterally issued a proclamation emancipating all slaves of Missouri rebels who'd taken up arms against the United States. That was bad enough, but Fremont's edict went even farther and declared that all prisoners of war would be shot.